ready to vacation. You watch it. Every time my music gets more tropical, you're going to know. Oh, man. I do. I need another vacation. Sad but true. All right. I'll take a phone call, and then I have three short clips I want to play. Go ahead, caller.
Here's one for you to mull over.
Okay.
The tracker workforce is already in place. They just need a little more training and a few more questions.
Ooh.
They're called census takers, and you know, we must answer the questions of the census takers.
Oh, yeah. All of their very invasive questions that they don't have any right to ask. Yeah.
Knock, knock, knock.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Answer these questions, please.
Jeez. Hey, thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah, true. Very, very true. Let me play this for you. I thought this was funny. This was, okay, so it's a little bit longer of a clip, but I have to play this for you because this is so going on right now in our society. So take a listen. You'll have a good laugh, but take a listen. This is Jeff Zimmerman talking about rage. Here you go.
All right, look, I'm getting on the subway. I got two bags of groceries. It's raining. The bottom of these paper bags are wet. I need these groceries very badly. I'm a little nervous. I'm nervous because I need these groceries bad, but also they're from Whole Foods, so like, how am I gonna pay my rent? And I'm going through what I like to refer to as a surprise divorce, and I just need some grace and patience from the world right now. I am broken glass on the inside. And when I need grace and patience from the world, what I do when I know I'm not gonna get it is I like to straddle a garbage can and take a pint of Ben & Jerry's and work the spoon down through the chocolate core of the Ben & Jerry's, and you can pull the whole thing out in a move that I call the sad King Arthur. And then you just eat it all. And you don't really get any grace or patience or understanding, but you can go to sleep. And I need that, too. So the bags are straining, and I'm getting on the train, and it's crowded. And right as I'm reaching for the pole, this dude grabs my shoulder like I'm a door that has gotten stuck and just goes, and shoves me out of the way, and the bags rip, and all my groceries, including my surrogate feelings, are just pinballing among everybody's dirty feet down the subway car. And I was just like, oh, Lord, not now, you know? So I'm leaning over to pick up my groceries. I've got a messenger bag on, and it's coming up behind me like this. And I think it was touching the lady behind me a little bit because I just heard. And I looked back, and somebody, I don't know, whatever. So I go to get my groceries again and again. And I know it was her because somebody goes, I said. And I turned and I looked, and there's a woman standing there holding a pole, and she's looking at me, and she's rolling her eyes. And I know what she's seeing, because I know what I look like, all right? I'm 6'2". It doesn't matter if I eat that Ben & Jerry's or not. I'm a fight heavyweight. I tried on a cardigan one time, and it looked real stupid. So now I'm going to go with heavy metal T-shirts. So I kind of look like the social media guy for the Hell's Angels. And she's just seeing this big oaf that doesn't care about anything but himself. And I just know I'm not going to get that patience, so I just went there in my head and decided I wasn't going to get it and said, oh, is my bag touching your arm like a tiny bit and like moderately inconveniencing you on the train right now? Is that why we're making these noises? And she answers my question by looking the subway ad in the eye, questioning my parenting and saying, some people weren't raised to respect anybody around them. They don't understand space or who's in it or who they're shoving or anything at all. And then right then, this little dude that saw the whole thing jumps up and goes, you need to shut the hell up, lady. You don't understand the challenges he's facing in his life right now. All right, because you crying about a bag touching you on the arm, he got $1,400 worth of soup cans at Ben & Jerry's rolling up and down the F train. You need to step back, get some perspective, see your place in this world, and then shut up. Am I wrong? Tease me up. And I'm standing here just adrenaline like this. And on the inside, I was like, oh, I would have phrased that so differently, but on the outside, I was like, yeah, yeah, that's basically how it went down. And she goes, oh, oh, I see. Well, I happen to have several extra bags here. Would you like them? And so empathetic and understanding in such a hateful way. And I was like, yeah, yeah, that's super. I'll take your stupid bags. And she gets them out, and we're just cramming my groceries into the bags, making eye contact the whole time. Like this. She's like, take several extra. They're thin. I would hate for this to happen all over again later. Yeah, you know, that's a great idea, lady. I appreciate that. And we're just standing there like, for several stops, just hating each other with our breath, but on the inside, thank you, you know. And then, and she just stands up and looks at me and goes, have a blessed day, baby, and leaves. And the one person that understands me in this world I never saw again, and that's why I hate this city, but I can never leave it, because there are so many beautiful, beautiful blessings to be found in this town if you scrape the patina of sheer rage off of everybody and just look underneath. Thank you.
Awesome. I hope you had a good laugh. If you've noticed that lately, you know, it's Friday. I got to have a laugh on Friday. But let me tell you, that's going on a lot. And you have the mask wearers. Isn't it funny how divided our country gets? You've got a whole sector of mask wearers that are looking at you like you are Satan reincarnated because you might, you know, you're killing somebody. Somebody. They don't know who, but you're going to kill somebody today because you're not wearing a mask, even though they don't do anything. And then you've got all the people, probably more like me, where I'm like, oh, idiot, why are you wearing a mask? Why are you running with a mask? Why are you driving with a mask? It's so asinine. So we really are. They always find a way to divide us into two, and that's basically what's going on right now. You got the mask wearers, and then you've got everyone else, right? And everyone else is going, can't you figure this out? Can't you see what's going on? And the mask wearers are going, no, we're all going to die. No, get past that. Get past that. So I wanted to give you this clip. I thought this clip was great, and hat tip to Sterling. Thank you. This is an RN talking at a rally, and this RN, this male nurse, is going to tell you a little bit about masks. Check this out.
Mandatory masking policies are in large part a spurious attempt at best to gain PR for the state officials seeming to act as if they are doing something to protect us as individuals, while in fact may very well be putting us at higher risk for illness. Now listen to this. Anthony Fauci cautioned that people should see masks and think healthcare professionals in terms of use and necessity. The Surgeon General Jerome Adams has warned that general public should not wear masks as it can actually increase your risk of catching the disease.
That's right! You said it!
Masks are intended to be single use and disposed of afterward,
yes.
Not used all day, every day.
Yes.
The masks usually become a vector for transmission as most people wear them everywhere and constantly touch the mask and then their face and then everything else around them, thus potentially cross-contaminating everything. A recent careful examination of 17 of the best peer-reviewed studies on masking does not demonstrate a conclusive relationship between the mask use and protection of influenza infection, which is the best comparison we can make to this new virus. Several studies have found significant problems with long-term mask use, including headaches, hypoxia, hypercapnia, or elevation of CO2 levels in the blood. Wearing an N95 mask for as little as 2 hours can reduce blood oxygenation by 20%, which can lead to loss of consciousness. People with COPD, asthma, heart disease, etc., may be at an increased risk due to their underlying disease process. Even simple surgical masks can significantly impair oxygen transfer and cause problems. This decrease in blood oxygenation can also trigger a cascade reaction to the immune system that suppresses your ability to fight off viral infections. Does this make any sense to you?
No!
Wearing masks outside of enclosed spaces, i.e. in nature, is ridiculous and asinine. Breathing fresh air outdoors, especially around trees and plants, actually confers immunological benefit to the body. And we are far less likely to contract the virus outdoors due to fresh air transfer and sunlight, which denatures a viral envelope. Dr. Russell Blaylock, board-certified neurosurgeon, states that research also demonstrates that masks actually become concentrators for viruses, as exhaled breath cannot expel the virus outside of the body, thus driving reabsorption of concentrated volumes of virus into the nasal passages and can lead to viral infections of the brain by allowing them to travel up the olfactory nerve and into the brain itself. While wearing a mask may confer some benefit to those at high risk, the elderly and the immune compromised, it may also be the means by which they become infected. If you choose to wear a mask, at least be aware of the risks. Government officials not trained in healthcare practice should not be telling people to wear medical devices without spelling out the risks, and masks should certainly not be mandatory.
That was a nurse. That was RN Josiah Dan. And I thought that was a great piece. Don't you just wish you could walk around with a stereo blasting this wherever you went into a store right now? So these people walking around with the ridiculous mask would understand the health consequences of doing so? Because truly, it's already been even stated by Fauci, take off the mask, stop wearing it. It's causing problems. We're such a ridiculous nation. We don't even go for the common sense. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
May I make a public service announcement?
Okay.
This weekend, when we're remembering our war dead.
Yes.
Don't live in fear. It's un-American.
Thank you. Thank you. I love your public service announcement. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. With Memorial Day coming up, I know all of us, or at least I hope all of us, see past the barbecue enough to remember all of those people that did sacrifice their lives. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
You are great. You just keep going.
That little energizer bunny.
I just went to, and I can't say it enough times, to Wells Fargo.
Uh-huh.
And they will still not let you in the door.
Oh, come on. Really?
And I called the manager, and he says, well, go get in line in the drive-thru, and then we'll take care of you. Otherwise, you have to call and make an appointment.
Lovely. Lovely. Oh, why are they not pulling their heads out?
I am so mad. Ready to go live in the trees.
Right? Me too. All right. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Thanks. Yeah, I know. And that's why I played the rage clip, because it's so funny anyway. But isn't that what we're up against right now? I mean, we're all feeling that way because, you know, we've been violated, and the governors have they've basically gone against their constitutional oath, and they have taken the rights of the people, the mayors too. Especially here in St. George, you have mayors that have taken away this from the people. You have county commissioners guilty as well, legislators guilty. You have all these people that are guilty of taking away our rights. And I've noticed that, you know, why aren't we seeing even, come on, Mike Lee, why aren't you denouncing the new normal? Because we don't get a normal. Our state decided we're going to have a new normal with all of these different social distancing things. So we better fight against it, because I'm telling you, they're going to just, you know, ramrod right over us. And I don't see anybody standing up and saying no. I really don't. I've heard maybe two sentences. That's about it from people. I mean, why aren't they in the press every day saying how they feel about this? And it's really unfortunate that we live in a society where when push comes to shove, When things have been taken from us in such a fast rate as this, that we do not have any of those guys that wanted your vote very, very badly, right, standing up for you. Where's Congressman Stewart? Complete wuss. All these guys are complete wusses. They won't stand up for you when it really counts. This is why I can't believe we vote these people into office. I really can't. It's hard to find even somebody that will stand up. That'll just tell you what you want to hear. Anyway, all right, be right back with Alan Stivo. You'll love him. And then Alison Armstrong. What a show. And Alan will be talking about how to sue your governor. Boy, do we need this lesson. All right, be right back on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.